Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I'm your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it. AEW Dark's elevation starts with Serena Deeb and Mercedes Martinez teaming up once again to defeat Heather Reckless and Tootie Lynn. Deeb and Mercedes continue the one-upping of each other by winning by submission after Mercedes puts Lynn in the Brass City Sleeper and Deeb puts Reckless in the Serenity Lock. Andrade El Idolo defeated Frankie Kazarian. This is Andrade's first singles match since he fought Darby Allin in the casket match back in April. A really good match here, going about 9 minutes, ending with Andrade winning with the El Idolo DDT. One of the better matches on Dark that I've seen in a while, actually. Nyla Rose and Marina Shafir teaming up for the first time to defeat Max the Impaler and Heidi Howitzer. Max and Heidi are known as the Wasteland War Party in the Indies, and they gave it the role, but they ended up losing to Rose and Shafir when Shafir catches Howitzer in the Greedy for the submission win as Rose spears Max out of the ring. Swerve in Our Glory, Keith Lee, and Swerve Strickland defeated Davey Vega and Matt Flinchett. Vega and Fitchett have teamed the Indies for the longest time, going by Besties in the World, but recently they're going by Grindhouse. And the whole match, Keith Lee, he just kept shoving Swerve for what he did to him at the Casino Battle Royal. And at the end, Swerve was up on the top rope, about to go for the Swerve Stomp, but Keith just dropped him on his own with the Spirit Bomb for the pin. And at the end, Lee kind of reluctantly just gave Swerve a fist pound before leaving. Anna Jay defeated Rebel, a rare singles match here for Rebel, and her first AEW match since November of 2021. Anna Jay made very quick work of her, though, kicking her in the mouth and making her submit with the Queen Slayer to win in just under a minute. Tony Nese defeated Warhorse. The crowd was extremely loud for Warhorse here in his hometown, but Nese ends him quickly with the running knees. Ruby Soho defeated Miranda Gordy. Gordy attacks Soho as she was making her entrance, but Ruby comes back and ends her with Destination Unknown to get the win. In the main event here, Matt Sydal defeated QT Marshall. Sydal, also being from St. Louis, gets a huge reaction here. The Factory tries to interfere, but they get ejected. And the ending came with Sydal reversing QT into a Hurricanrana roll-up for the win to a big hometown pop. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark from Orlando Universal Studios here. Max Caster defeated Trevor Eon. Caster's freestyle called Eon a Cat Williams and Dracula lookalike. The entire time, Excalibur and Taz in commentary were making jokes about wheelchairs because of Anthony Bowens. And then Caster ends the match quickly, hitting the mic drop on Eon for the win. Serpentico defeated Vari Morales. We haven't seen Morales in a while, but he was a mainstay during the Daily's Place pandemic shows. And Serpentico here with a rare win and winning with a Gotch-style pile driver. Chris Statlander defeated Ava Everett. Statlander gets the quick win after a different finisher than usual. It was like a fisherman into a spinning driver. And Everett is making her debut, but I've seen her in WXW lately. John Silver and Alex Reynolds of the Dark Order defeated the Wingmans Peter Avalon and Cesar Bononi. Back and forth action here with Reynolds reversing a roll-up on Avalon for the pin. After the match, Ryan Nemeth and JD Drake come out to attack Silver until 10 and Evil Uno run out for the save. So it looks like we might be getting a 8-man match soon. Brock Anderson and the Varsity Blonde defeated Larry Lazard, Teriyaki, and Jay Lucas. Nice showing here with Griff Garrison getting the pin after a pendulum facebuster. And after the match, Arn was embracing Pillman and Brock a little bit more than Garrison, which makes me wonder if they're kind of testing the waters on a new Horseman-like faction with the both of them being sons of Horsemen. Diamante defeated Devlin Macabre. Quick work from Diamante, winning by submission with a crossface. Tony Nese defeated JDX. This match was actually announced as a Ring of Honor Pure Rules match. Dominant performance here from Nese, winning with a sit-up pile driver. Mark Sterling came in after the match with Nese and said that it was Nese's first Pure Rules match, and he's still undefeated under his clientele. So they put out a challenge to Wheeler Utah in his Pure Championship for next week. And then later on, Wheeler Utah backstage did accept the challenge. Mercedes Martinez and Serena Deeb teaming up again, defeated Yaidi and Anna Diaz. They had a promo backstage, Mercedes and Diaz. And Deeb talking about Deeb saying that Martinez could learn a thing or two from her, but Mercedes says that they can tag, but do not cross her. And they went again with a dual submission, but this time Deeb puts on a cloverleaf as Mercedes did her sleeper. There was also a new female referee for this match, but she was not identified. First time that I've seen her. In the main event here, in a really good main event, Jay Lethal defeated Blake Christian. This is Blake Christian before he got his haircut that I've seen lately at GCW. Satnam Singh and Sanjay Dutt were ringside, causing a little bit of distraction, but Lethal gets the pin after hitting his top rope elbow drop. NXT UK starts with Tiger Turan defeated Josh Morrell. The match ended a little unusual by referee stoppage after Turan hit a top rope crossbody and Morrell seemed to be injured legit. So the referee stopped the match and gave the win to Turan, and then Morrell was being checked on after the match. I hope he's okay. We see a video promoting Blair Davenport that she'll be returning soon. Lash Legend defeated Myla Grace. Grace tried to hang in there a little bit, but Legend stopped her with a big boot for the win. We get a video for Saray, who'll be debuting on NXT UK next week against Nina Samuels. We also get a video from Josh Briggs, Brooks Jensen, and Fallon Henley, who will also be debuting next week, as Briggs and Jensen will challenge Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter for the UK Tag Team Championship. Damon Kemp and Wolfgang defeated Noam Dar and Shaw Samuels. Good back and forth match here, but Kemp ends it by hitting a power slam on Samuels for the win. Samuels tried to run back in after the match, but he got taken out. And then the last segment here was Trent Seven coming out, talking about how he's upset after losing the Tag Team Championship, but he wants Tyler Bate to be here for this moment. He gets a little bit emotional, talks about all the moments that Mustache Mountain had. He starts crying a little bit. Looks like he's teasing possible retirement. He hugs Bate, only to low blow him. He grabs the mic and says that he never needed Bate, and he hits him with the burning hammer. So Mustache Mountain is officially done. We go to Impact Wrestling. This was a show before Slammiversary. We had Laredo Kid defeated Blake Christian with the top rope Spanish fly on Before the Impact. A really good match here. Tasha Steeles and Savannah Evans defeated Mia Yim and Jordan Grace. Finish came after Grace clotheslined Yim by accident, and Steeles rose with a distracted Grace for the win. Chelsea Green and Dorana Purrazzo were backstage watching the match, and T's working together in the Queen of the Mountain match before saying there can only be one Queen of the Mountain, and there can only be one spot where you fall off the ladder onto a table. That looked vicious. Wes Briscoe and Garrett Bischoff, remember them? They were backstage talking about the history and impact with Aces and Eights before Honor No More interrupts them, and they get into a scuffle before D'Lo Brown stops them. And then Briscoe and Bischoff call him corporate now and tells him to make things happen. Trey Miguel defeated Mike Bailey. This match was great. Went a little bit over 10 minutes with Miguel catching a spinning Bailey in the corner into a roll-up. Definitely check this match out. Masha Slamovich defeated Alicia Edwards. Masha destroyed her in under a minute, went with a snowplow. Giselle Shaw tried to help Alicia after the match, and she goes face-to-face with Masha, so that should be her next match. Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary talk about working together and taking the titles from the Influence at Slammiversary, which they did. The Briscoes defeated Jay White and Chris Bay of the Bullet Club. Fellow Bullet Club members Doc Gallows and Karanis enjoying commentary, and they're pretty entertaining for this match. Good match with a little bit of back and forth, ending with Mark Briscoe rolling up Chris Bay for the pin. A lot of roll-up wins on this show, it feels like. Raj Singh and Sherry were cutting a promo backstage about winning the reverse battle royal at Slammiversary before Johnny Swinger and Ziggy Dice interrupts them and said that they will. Spoiler, neither one of these four won. It was Shark Boy. They announced that Nick Aldis would join the Impact Originals with Motor City Machine Guns, Frankie Kazarian, and a mystery partner who ended up being Davey Richards against Honor No More Slammiversary. In the main event here was Kenny King and Vincent of Honor No More defeated Garrett Bischoff and Wes Briscoe representing Aces and Eights. They come out with D'Lo Brown and his Aces and Eights gear. Nice little throwback here to TNA Impact. The ending came with the referee checking on Bischoff on the outside as Eddie Edwards tripped Briscoe, who walked right into Vincent's Orange Sunshine for the win. D'Lo Brown went and took out Honor No More on his own after the match, and then he was going to go for the lowdown, but Mike Bennett and Matt Taven ran out and took him out. Motor City Machine Guns and Kazarian run out for the save. The ending segment was Scott D'Amore overseeing a contract signing between Josh Alexander and Eric Young. Young pretty much said that he doesn't care about the 20-year anniversary, while Alexander praised it and said this is all about that. They signed the contracts, and Alexander gets real passionate and talks about watching Eric Young his whole career, and says that the old Eric Young will be disgusted to see how the new one has become. They start a scuffling, and D'Amore gets in between them, and he even knocks out Diener, who gets in between. And then Violent by Design end up taking out Alexander and pile driving him on the exposed wooden board, busting him wide open in the process, and this same spot would happen at the show as well. NWA USA had Sam Shaw, the former Dexter Loomis, defeated Mercurio. Mercurio is indie wrestler Brian Idol making his debut here, going by a new gimmick where he's kind of like an Italian romance novel cover artist, I guess you could say. Shaw gets a submission win here with the silencer. Then after the match, Mercurio cuts a promo in a thick Italian accent, and he kept talking trash to Shaw, which caused him to run off Mercurio. Camille and Tom Latimer cut a promo backstage talking about Latimer going after the world title. And Homicide and Ricky and Kerry Morton defeated Colby Carino and the Fixers. Fast moving match here with Kerry Morton rolling up Carino for the win. We go to NWA Power. The show starts with Tyrus saying that since he has won 7 matches, he could cash in his TV title and go after the world title, but he doesn't want to do that as he wants to keep the belt. And instead, he might just hold both of those belts before he congratulates his cousin Trevor Murdoch. They show highlights of Camille beating Kylan King and Always Ready before having both women in the ring for a face-to-face. Camille says Kylan took her to the limit and they both showed respect for each other. Kylan says that she was this close to winning and she isn't done with her. Mae Valentine interviews Homicide backstage, who said Luke Hawks needs to relax about what he said to him last week before challenging anybody to come and try to take his junior heavyweight title. Nick Aldis defeated Brett Boucher pretty easily by submission with the cloverleaf. Aldis cut a promo after the match, says that nobody could touch him, and he had Trevor Murdoch beat, and said that he won't be a real champion until he can beat Aldis. Jax Dane is in the ring cutting a promo, saying that nobody can beat him for the national title. But this newcomer, Eric Jackson, who we've seen lately, comes out and challenges him, but Dane easily takes him out with a clothesline. It wasn't a match, just a little beat down here. PJ Hawk's backstage with a quick promo saying that he just wants his dad, Luke, and Homicide to work it out. In a main event here was Tyrus and Scion teaming up to defeat Alex Taylor and Jeremiah Plunkett of the Ill-Begotten. There was no managers for this match of ringside as they agreed to be a fair top-tier tag match. Scion gets the pin on Plunkett after a rolling Death Valley driver. We go to Level Up as Thea Hale defeated Ariana Grace. Hale came out with a full Chase U entrance with the music. She even had Chase U gear on. And Nigel McGuinness, who was on commentary, even had a Chase U sweater on. Pretty fun. Fun little match here with Thea getting the pin after a trapped roll-up. Guru Raj defeated Miles Bourne. Bourne is making his debut here. He has like an amateur wrestling type of look and says that he has gotten the moniker the Blonde Randy Orton as he resembles a young Randy Orton here, but Raj gets the win after hitting a bulldog off the middle rope for his first victory on Level Up. Ivy now defeated Electra Lopez. Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro come out with Electra, but Stax and Two Dimes were sent to the back. So Stax and Two Dimes come out and they send del Toro and Wilde to the back to be ringside with Lopez instead. Good back and forth match here with now locking in the Dragon Sleeper as Lopez taps out. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong had JR Kratos and the West Coast Wrecking Crew defeated Alex Coughlin, the DKC, and Kevin Knight. Coughlin comes out with a brand new gimmick called the Android, who it's like a RoboCop slash Terminator looking like entrance. A little wacky for New Japan taste, I would have to say, but hey, if it works for him, why not? Real fast going match here with Royce Isaacs getting the pin on DKC after him and Jarrell Nelson hit a dropkick brainbuster combo, and then JR Kratos and Coughlin kept brawling after the match. Aria Davari defeated Delirious. Delirious making a strong debut. You might know him from Ring of Honor and elsewhere. Nice back and forth match here with Davari getting the win after a hammerlock lariat. Brody King defeated another debuting wrestler here with Jake Something making a strong debut. As expected with these two guys, this match was hard hitting, but Brody gets the win after hitting Gonzo Bob. Definitely want to see a little bit more of these guys on Strong in a rematch. And the main event here, Hiroshi Tanahashi making his return to Strong versus defeated Chris Dickinson, who's making his first official match for New Japan after signing with them. Great match here as expected from these two, with Tanahashi winning with the high fly flow. On WWE main event, we had T-Bar defeated Reggie. Good match here with T-Bar winning with the High Justice. And Shelton Benjamin defeated Akira Tozawa after a power slam. This is Shelton's first match in about 2 months, who's coming back from an injury. The WWE Network editions of the week were ICW Fight Club, WXW We Love Wrestling 31, Day 1 of Progress Wrestling Super Strong Style 16, which had talents such as NXT UK's Charlie Dempsey, Big Damo, Jack Evans coming fresh off of AEW, as he went on against Johnny Progress. Yes, that Johnny, who's everywhere. And we even get a promo from AEW wrestler Anthony Ogogo on this show. We also got 8 episodes of WCW Saturday Night, ranging from 1993 to 1994. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.